I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Today may be the day of reckoning for supporters of football at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. UAB President Ray Watts says he'll announce his decision today on whether to reinstate the Blazers football program as well as the bowling and rifle teams. The initial announcement to cancel UAB football angered students, alumni, and local community leaders. We spoke to Birmingham City Council President Jonathan Austin about the situation. He says the loss of UAB football has a wide impact.
It really hurts the economic development of our community just by simply not not being able to attract students that may want to come to a university that has a thriving undergraduate program. And that would include, and particularly in this part of the country, football.
The city of Birmingham has pledged $2.5 million over 5 years if UAB reinstates football. President Watts was criticized for relying on a controversial study that said the program was too expensive to maintain. Today marks the opening of the 2015 Atlantic hurricane season. Federal forecasters are predicting a quieter-than-average season with 3 to 6 hurricanes expected. Alabama disaster managers are warning state residents to make preparations anyway. Art Faulkner is the director of Alabama's Emergency Management Agency. He says it only takes one hurricane like Andrew or Katrina to do a lot of damage. Faulkner adds that once a hurricane appears, it can be dangerous to rely too much on forecast models.
We've seen hurricanes change track over overnight. The sun goes down. It's predicting to go one place, and it ends up moving 120 miles, which can impact any of three states and even intensify.
Faulkner says the danger from a hurricane depends on where you live. Residents along the Gulf Coast face a possible direct hit, while inland communities face flooding as well as the evacuees driving north to escape. And Alabama teachers and other education employees will soon be paying more for insurance if they smoke or carry a spouse on their plan. A state board voted on a number of changes to Alabama's education employee benefit plans to help offset a nearly $140 million shortfall for next year. The majority of that shortfall will be filled by transferring funds from the state's Retiree Health Care Trust Fund. But Alabama's educators will see their surcharge climb from $28 to $50 a year if they smoke, and copays will be increasing for some medical specialists. The board did vote down its largest proposed insurance hike. Premiums would have been increasing by $10 a month for active employees and $20 for families. Those premiums are currently $15 for individuals. Now your forecast.
We'll top out in the mid-80s this afternoon. Look for partly sunny skies, scattered storms still possible. Risk of rain about 50%. Tonight lows back in the mid-60s, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy for Tuesday. We'll top out in the mid-80s, partly sunny. Look for the risk of a few passing afternoon storms Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.